B'choros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel 4, 3, we now turn to the topic of the mumcha, the expert. In order to determine whether or not a b'chor has a mum kavua, a permanent mum, permanent blemish, as opposed to a mum over, a temporary one, you need to show it to a mumcha, an expert. Now, to be an expert means not just that you're familiar with how mumen work, and not just that you are generally an expert in veterinary sciences that are relevant, and not just that you're a rabbi. All those things are, yes, required, but that's not enough. You need to get formally ordained or authorized by either the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, or by the Nasi himself. Okay, without that, and that's called Yatir Yatir. One is permitted to rule and permit Bechoros. Just as there's Yore Yore, one's permitted to rule, they call it Isser V'Hetzer things, and Yadin Yadin, one can act as a Dain and a Beis Din for Mamonos. There's also a third category of ordination called Yatir Yatir, which can only be given by the Beis Din and Eretz Yisrael, or by the Nasi himself, the Sanhedrin or the Nasi. Now, what happens if a person doesn't go to the mumcha prior to slaughtering the animal? He shows it afterwards. That's the case of our Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Hashochet HaBachor. First, a person slaughters his Bachor. He says, oh yeah, for sure, that's a Baal Mum. And then, Umare Es Mumo. And then after that, he shows it to the authorized correct person, as he should, but he did it in the wrong order. He should have showed it first and got the permission to slaughter it first. So Rabbi Huda says, if after the fact the mumcha looks at this thing and says, yes, of course, that's not going to heal. It's a mum kavua, permanently blemished. So then says Rabbi Huda, after the fact, he acted wrongly in not consulting the mumcha first, but if the mumcha confirms that it's okay, he can eat it. Rabbi Meir Omer, hol v'nishchat shelo al pi mumcha asur. Rabbi Meir says, he didn't follow the proper protocol. You're supposed to, you're required to first show it to the expert, and then based on his ruling, you slaughter it, not before. Remember, we're talking about kachim here, potentially. So, therefore, Rav Meir says he is penalized and he can never eat it. Forbidden forever. Now, Rav Meir's position is based on the idea that, listen, even though, yes, of course, sometimes it's perfectly clear this was a Baal Mum, there's a possibility that the animal changed after death, especially if there's a mum in the eye. So the eye, like, sort of, I guess, loses its, gets become more deformed, whatever it is, through the whatever it means to die. And therefore, you know, the mumcha no longer can confidently determine if it's a mum kavu or not. So therefore, Mira says you can't, after the fact, it's too late, and now no one eats it. Now, Yehuda says, yes, that's true, but there are plenty of mumen which aren't in the eye, which really are not affected by death at all. And like, if the cow is missing a leg, clearly it's a baal mum, okay? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it should be permitted. Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree, when the ones that are affected by death, potentially, like the mumen in the eye, those are different. Rabbi Meir ever says, listen, once we start letting people shecht first and ask questions later on, they'll take matters into their own hand, and all sorts of takalot, mistakes will come out of it, and therefore, Rabbi Meir says, it's a blanket rule, you must show it to a kohen for, a mumcha, an expert first, and if you don't, then you may not eat this b'chor. Now, if you ask Bizman Hazen, nowadays, there's no mumcha, no one is yater yater anymore. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if a Jew actually has a bechor, so then if he can't show it to a mumcha, the halacha is he's permitted to show it to three, you know, not quite mumchen, but three people who know what they're doing, so we'll call it three rabbis, and the three rabbis together can determine if they're confident that this is a mum, a baal mum, with a mum kavua, then they could permit it. That is how it actually would go Bizman Hazen.